This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Ohio's reported 889 new cases of COVID-19 as of Sunday. That's below the state's 21-day average of 1,200. In all, Ohio's reported more than 84,000 cases and 3,300 deaths. Last week, Governor Mike DeWine ordered Ohioans to wear face coverings while inside buildings, public transit, or when social distancing cannot be practiced outside. The leader of an energy research nonprofit in Cleveland hopes the corruption scandal surrounding a utility bailout that led to the arrest of House Speaker Larry Householder will ultimately help Ohio move forward. Sandy Buchanan, executive director of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, wants to see House Bill 6, that's the bailout that saved FirstEnergy's nuclear plants, repealed, but not replaced. She says the bill is poor policy and it holds Ohio back.
So Ohio needs to look to the future. We've been mired in the past because of FirstEnergy's influence in attempting to stop renewables for many years, not just the last couple. And so it's time to put those days behind us and move forward with the rest of the country.
Buchanan thinks Ohio should focus more on wind and other renewable energy options, which she says are better for the environment, consumers, and the economy. There are both Democrat and Republican-led movements to repeal the bill in the House. Speaker Larry Householder was arrested last week by FBI agents who alleged he orchestrated a $61 million scheme to get the bill passed. A former corrections officer and at the troubled county jail in Cleveland and an inmate there have admitted their roles in a drug smuggling operation inside the jail. Prosecutors have said the operation involved several officers. Marvella Sullivan worked at the county jail and Lamar Spates is currently serving a 16-year sentence. Prosecutors say the ring operated in the jail from January 2017 through July of 2019. It saw inmates and family members bribe guards to smuggle in heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, cell phones, vape pens, and other contraband. After a nearly five-hour standoff on Sunday, Akron police arrested a 60-year-old white man accused of yelling racial slurs at two black men and brandishing a handgun from his apartment complex balcony. The Beacon Journal reports Dwayne Keller was arrested at his apartment on Britton Road in Akron after SWAT officers fired tear gas. Keller reportedly accosted two black men who came to the complex to help fix a family member's car on Sunday morning. No one was injured. Keller's charged with felony aggravated menacing and ethnic intimidation. The Summit County Fair plans to reopen this week despite concerns about rising cases of the coronavirus across Ohio. Fair manager Kathy Cunningham says enhanced sanitation and safety measures will be in place to ensure the safety of those coming to the fairgrounds.
There'll be lots of extra signage asking people that, you know, are not family members to social distance. There'll be a whole round of sanitation of not only, you know, restrooms, but picnic tables, anything that people touch on a regular basis.
The fair will be open for 5 days. That's down from the usual six, with reduced hours and capacity going from 15,000 to 5,000. People will be turned away once capacity is reached. Food vendors are to follow current restaurant guidelines. Around 25 people gathered at a rally in support of police in Canton over the weekend. The Canton Repository reports a group walked in the sidewalks during the so-called Back the Blue event. Some carried firearms. Event organizer Deborah Bartlett said more community policing is needed, not the defunding of police departments. Across America, groups have called for defunding police due to racial injustice and police brutality. More Back the Blue events are planned. Organizers say the next rally is scheduled for August 3rd in Massillon. Pitcher Carlos Carrasco struck out 10 and won his first start since being stricken with leukemia last year. He led the Cleveland Indians to a 9-2 win over the KC Royals yesterday. Cleveland is 2-1 during this pandemic-shortened season. The team hosts the Chicago White Sox this afternoon. This is WKSU.